And now, the life of Mary Sullivan. Mary is still firm in her conviction that Max Sanders has guided her to Craig's Falls, although weeks have passed since his death. His voice, heard by her alone, is more real to her than those of her old friends. Befriended by a young man named David, who took her home to the boarding house run by Mrs. McPherson, Mary is contented until John Benson finds her and urges her to return to Sanders. Believing that Max wishes her to stay in Craig's Falls, she becomes hysterical at John's pleading, and only David can calm her. Whereupon John, resenting David's obvious influence, in desperation returned to Sanders to discuss the matter with Daddy Stratford, Mary's old friend. Yesterday, Mary, who believes that John has finally given up his attempt to persuade her to return home, is stunned to hear that he and Daddy Stratford have arrived to see her. And as she starts downstairs to meet them, David unintentionally echoes Max's voice as he says, "Don't be afraid, Mary. Don't be afraid." Now it is a few minutes later. John Benson, hoping that Daddy Stratford will persuade Mary to return to Sanders, has taken David out of the room, and Daddy is alone with Mary.
Oh, Daddy, it's so good to see you.
Is it, Mary, child? I thought maybe from what John's been telling me, you might not be so glad to see your old friend.
Why, Daddy, I'm always glad to see you.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you, Mary, I can tell you that much. You know, we've all been pretty anxious about you back in Sanders.
Yes, John told me, Daddy, and I'm sorry. I didn't realize you'd be so worried about me. You know, when I left that night, I told you not to worry, that I'd be with Max.
Yes, yes, Mary, child, I know you did, but not hearing from you for so long, well, we naturally got anxious about you.
I'm sorry, Daddy. And I'm very grateful to you for offering the reward. I know how much the money means to you.
Oh, money wasn't nothing, Mary. It was you who was worried about.
I wouldn't have worried you like that for anything if I'd known, Daddy.
Well, that's all over now, Mary, and don't you think a thing about it. I'm mighty glad we found you safe and sound. And that's all that matters. Phyllis and Danny are awful anxious to see you, too, Mary.
I'd like to see them. How is Phyllis? Jonathan, she's walking now.
Yeah, it's sort of like a miracle, Mary, to see her walking after all those months in the wheelchair.
Max said she'd walk. Don't you remember, Daddy?
Yes, I remember, child. That day in the hospital. The day he died.
The day he told me he'd never leave me. Remember, he said he saw a long, happy life ahead for Phyllis and Danny, and that Phyllis would soon walk.
When he said it, I didn't think it had ever happened, but looks like it's going to come true.
Everything Max said's come true, Daddy. And I'm so happy about Phyllis. She's been so brave.
Yes. Phyllis misses you, Mary. She said to tell you she'd like to see you soon. Back in Sanders.
Please don't ask me to go back.
But I am asking you, Mary. I think you should come home.
I can't go, Daddy. There's something that keeps me from going, something that compels me to stay here.
But, Mary,
I can't go back to Sanders. Max says I must stay here. I don't know why he hasn't told me, but he will. I know he will. Won't you please try to understand?
Yes, Mary, yes, I'll try to understand.
Thank you.
But, Mary, it's not good for you to stay here in a strange city where you don't know anybody.
But it is strange, Daddy, and Max is here with me.
Max?
Yes, he's kept his promise. He's not going to leave me.
But, Mary...
And I have friends here, good friends. David and Father Grady and Mrs. McPherson.
Oh, yes, I know that, Mary. And after all, you don't know them well. They're not like your old friends in Sanders, like John Benson and Phyllis and me, Mary.
I do know them well, Daddy. They're my friends.
I don't know what's come over you, Mary. You've always been so loyal to your old friends. And you used to be so careful about taking up with new people. Now you act like you don't care nothing about the folks you've known so long. And who love you, Mary.
Oh, Daddy, please don't talk like that. It's not true. I do care about you and Phyllis and John, but can't you see everything in my past life seems like a dream? Only the people I met here seem real. David and...
Oh, you're so interested in this young David, Mary. He's almost a stranger to you.
But he's not a stranger, Daddy. I've tried to explain to John, but he won't listen to me. From the minute I met David, I felt I'd known him all my life, as though I'd known him in another world, another life. Please try to understand, Daddy.
Wouldn't be an easier saying I understand when I don't, Mary. All I know is that it ain't right for you to stay away from home like that.
It is right, it is.
No, it ain't, Mary. Now, why don't you take my advice and come back to Sanders, Giles?
No. No, I can't. Max told me to stay here. I can't leave. If I don't do as Max says, I may lose him forever, Daddy. He might leave me. I couldn't bear that, Daddy. I can't lose Max.
But you won't lose him, Mary. Not so long as you have him in your heart.
Father, baby said that too, Daddy, but can't you understand? If I don't do what Max tells me to, I know I'll lose him. So please, Daddy, don't ask me to go back to Sanders.
But Mary...
John's been talking to me all week, and I can't stand anymore. I can't fight all of you. And I can't argue anymore.
I
won't go back. I can't. Oh, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Mary, dear, don't take on so.
Go away. Go away, please. I can't talk about it anymore.
I'd better call John.
No, John doesn't understand. He can't help me. Nobody can help me but David. He knows how I feel. David! David!
Mary, darling.
Mary, did you call me?
You better come in, Mr. Davis. Mary wants you.
Mary. What is happening? Please don't cry like that.
David, I can't talk to them anymore. Tell them to go away.
Mary, dear, don't. Everything's going to be all right. Please don't cry. Maybe you'd better leave for a while, Mr. Stratford, until Mary feels
better. All right, Mr. Stratford. I'll go find John Benson. We'll go along to the hotel and come back later to see how Mary is.
But, Daddy, what's the idea of bringing me out here to the front steps? I wanted to talk to Mary before we left.
Mary's in no state to be talked to now, John. She's hysterical.
Hysterical? Well, then I'd better go in.
No, you're going to stay right out here, John. And we'll go back to the hotel.
You seem to forget that I'm Mary's doctor, Daddy. I better take a look at her.
No, she'll be all right now. That David Drake's with her. He was getting her calm.
Drake? Yes, the minute Mary sees him, she grows calm. I don't understand it, Daddy.
It's funny. I can't say as I understand it either, John. The only thing I can think of is that he must remind her of Max. But she doesn't know it herself.
Yes, I'm convinced of that now. There's something that connects him with Max. Maybe it's his voice.
It don't sound nothing like Max, John.
Well, not the way he speaks, but there's something about his voice that makes me think of Max. Very strange.
Well, you're right about his influence on Mary, John. When I urged her to go back to Sanders, she began to cry. And
well, why didn't you call me, Daddy?
Well, I started to, but Mary wouldn't let me. She said only David could help her, because he understood. I thought she was with him and he'd come anyway.
No, he left me and went up to his room.
I thought she was with him and he'd come anyway.
No, he left me and went up to his room.
Oh, well, that explains it. You must have heard her calling him. He came rushing in.
Right. Here comes somebody at the walk.
Well, we better go along over to the hotel, John.
Hi. Is David Drake still in here?
Yes, he does.
Well, you think he's home?
I think he is. Come on, Daddy, sir.
Now, wait a minute, John. Is Mr. Drake a friend of yours?
Oh, yeah, I've known him a long time, but I haven't seen him for months. You know how it is. You get busy. You don't have time to look up your friends. Oh, but I've got good news for him today.
Good news?
Yep. Best news in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Got a wire from our old boss asking us both to come to Chicago. He's just starting a big construction job, and he needs us both. Only we got to go right away.
Well, that is good news, huh? I guess Mr. Drake will be glad to hear that.
Oh, boy, yes. We've been waiting a long time for this chance. You know, work's been slow lately. Well, I'll be getting along in. I'm glad to hear Drake's home. So long.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Well, that's the best news I've heard for a long time. I think luck is with us at last, Daddy.
What do you mean, John?
Don't you see? Once David goes away, our worries are over. Mary will come back to Sanders with us.
Why, sure. I didn't think of that. As soon as he goes to Chicago, his influence over Mary will be gone, and then she'll come home.
Yes, now we don't have to worry anymore. Mary's as good as back in Sanders right now.
Are John Benson and Daddy Stratford right? Is David's influence the only thing that really keeps her in Craig's Falls? And will David accept the job which is waiting for him in Chicago? Gary Stratford, too, has failed in persuading Mary to return to Sanders. And Mary, miserable because her old friends persist in urging her to go home, grew hysterical and was only calmed by David. What will be the effect upon Mary in her overwrought condition if David leaves her alone in Craig's Falls to take the job offered him in Chicago? Will she finally submit to the persuasions of her old friends, Daddy Stratford and John Benson, and return to Sanders? Or will she listen only to Max's voice? Don't fail to hear tomorrow's dramatic chapter in the life of Mary Southern. The Life of Mary Southern, the dramatic and startling story of a young widow who is trapped between two worlds. She is heeding both the voices of the living and the voice of the dead.